Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Does optimism stem from physiology? Jason Moser, assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University, is studying the electrical impulses of the brain to source our temperaments.
The problem with telling people to look on the bright side is that it's easier said than done for some. Although certain people seem to always be wearing rose-tinted glasses, others are constantly worrying about something. My colleagues and I set out to test whether we could find biological evidence for positive and negative thinkers by looking at their brain activity. People's self-report alone can't necessarily tell us what it's like for positive and negative people when they're asked to look on the bright side. In the study, we used electrical brain activity, or EEG, to see just how easy or hard it is for different people to think positively. We showed participants graphic images and asked them to put a positive spin on the scenes. For example, when viewing a picture of a masked man holding a knife to a woman's throat, they could have imagined the woman breaking free and escaping. We also asked participants to fill out questionnaires to get a sense of who tended to be a positive thinker and who was a worrier. We found that positive thinkers' brains were much more emotionally quiet than those of the worriers when they were asked to look on the bright side. The worriers actually showed a paradoxical backfiring effect in their brains when asked to put a positive spin on the negative situations. This was the first time we've been able to find a brain marker that really distinguishes positive from negative thinkers. You can't just tell a worrier to think positively. It's very hard for them. They'll need a lot more practice and maybe some different strategies like focusing on the here and now and getting some distance from their worries. We hope to use this brain activity as a tool to identify worriers early in life to help them practice healthier thinking before their worries spiral out of control.
That was Jason Moser of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.